T.S. Eliot got it wrong. The end of the world doesn't begin with a bang or a whimper. It begins with a toe prick.
Goddamn son of bitch!
Kiljan Arneson falls to his side, the blow cushioned by layers of clothing and a thick down jacket. He clutches his boot, hisses through his teeth, and swears again.
Motherfuck, what was that?
The four people with him, three scientists and myself, have a good laugh at his expense. Not because we're sadistic and enjoy seeing people in pain, but because our long-bearded Icelandic guide has done us the courtesy of cursing in English. His thick accent somehow transforms his broad, 6'4" tall, hair-covered frame into something adorable rather than fearsome. His Viking ancestors might have split us in half with an axe for laughing at him, but as he rolls on his back still clutching the boot, Kiljan chuckles along with us. When the surprise wears off and he tears away his gloves and unties the laces of his right boot, the laughter fades. He is genuinely injured. Not mortally, but when you're hiking across a glacier that rests atop the caldera of a subglacial stratovolcano more than 50 years past due for an eruption, a guide that can walk is preferable. The glacier, Vatnajökull, is the largest in all of Europe, covering 8% of Iceland's landmass. Its average depth is 1,300 feet, but over volcanic caldera such as the one under our toes, it reaches down 3,000 feet. The volcano beneath us, Bárðarbunga to non-locals, is one of the largest in Iceland, and like the other 30 volcanoes in the region, it still roils with activity. In 2015, an offshoot of the volcano burped lava and toxic steam over a swath of land the size of Manhattan. But that six-month eruption was a little more than a pressure release. A true eruption, the kind that transforms landscapes and alters weather around the world, could still be building. That's why our little band of volcanologists and geologists is hiking across an ice cap in search of the perfect location to set up camp and start running tests like ice core samples, as well as air quality and seismographic readings. A lot of what we're doing out here is theater, designed to garner public attention to a potentially serious threat. As a journalist for Modern Scientist, I'm here to chronicle the expedition and ruminate on any discoveries made. If the study's findings are mundane, I'll write a character piece, focused on the lives of scientists in extreme environments. I'll pepper it with facts about what an eruption would look like, and I'll remind people about the chaos caused across Europe in 2010, when Eyjafjallajökull, Bárðarbunga's sister volcano, blew her top, closing airspace over 20 countries and keeping 10 million travelers on the ground.